Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And today is the day that Jimmy Carter will be laid to rest. There will be an official state funeral this morning in Washington, D.C. Then his body will be flown to Plains, Georgia, where he'll be laid to rest next to his wife, Rosalind. And all this pomp and circumstance and tributes to Jimmy Carter reminded me, brought back some pretty big memories for me when in 1979, I got to shake Jimmy Carter's hand while he was president. And he was in Wausau. I was living in Stevens Point. He was in Wausau and he came to give a speech. And it was in honor of then Congressman Dave Obey's 10th anniversary in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of a big deal that the president was coming for that.
Sure.
You know, there's 435 members
right.
of Congress.
Of course.
He doesn't do that for everyone. And my dad was a big supporter of Dave Obey. So he had tickets to this event, two tickets. And my mom wanted to go, but said, you know, Kitty, you're a geek and you're way into this more than I am.
Oh, that was nice.
You should go. And so I got to go with my dad. And I remember just the excitement of it because I was, you know, a little news geek at mm-hmm. that time. I was
sure.
already working in radio. And I remember seeing like the snipers on the bridges as we drove into Wausau. I thought that was kind of cool. I also got very excited when they played Hail to the Chief as mm-hmm. he walked in. I was like, wow, this is so
good
awesome.
Good song. They really do it when he shows up.
My dad and I had front row seats,
nice.
Too, which was very nice, especially as I went and looked back and saw my eighth grade social studies teacher way in the back.
And you're like, hey, look right here.
Ha ha. He probably didn't even remember me at that
right,
point.
Right.
But then at the end, Carter went around and shook everybody's hand, and I got to shake his hand. It was his left hand, though. So I don't
well,
know.
Well, it's still something.
Yeah, exactly.
It still counts.
So
was it a cross? Maybe he was doing a cross situation.
He was just doing everybody as many people as he could with
right.
both hands at that point.
So then did you not wash that hand for at least
No, a... it wasn't anything like that. But then when I heard he had passed away, I decided I wanted to post pictures of my campaign buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like digging through stuff, which then I was trapped in the spare bedroom because I was had
oh,
so many
no.
boxes.
Oh, no.
That, it was all right. I found everything. And then I also found the ticket stub from that event. And that was kind of cool. And the other thing that I did that you'll probably think is slightly dorky, maybe. I don't know what could be more dorky than all this. But
yeah.
I saved the, there were on the chairs that were, the folding chairs that were out, there were name tags. So there was one for me
you
and one for
the
my,
name tag?
But I also snagged ones that said Air Force One. And they're just in Sharpie. But I grabbed them, and so they're in a scrap